This is Breakfast with Darren.
Five things you need to know as you wake up.
Okay, guys, South Africa is finally understanding that there would be severe and swift ramifications were we to host BRICS here in South Africa and invite war criminal Vladimir Putin onto our soil in the middle of a very, 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 very contested conflict. So we're in discussions about maybe a different destination, which I think is good. We don't want to. No, I don't care about the politics. I just don't want sanctions. I don't want sanctions. Yeah. I don't want to pay 10 times. I'm already paying 10 times what I was paying for bread 10 years ago. And I don't want to pay 10 times next year. Mm. Okay. So, yeah, I'm done with that. What you got, Tom?
Etequini Municipality says it's going ahead with erecting two statues. Mm-hmm. Of Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo for 22 million rand near the Durban City Hall.
But why? Guys, Mandela's everywhere in this province already.
I swear, if you were to take up a straw poll on the streets and ask, what would you rather, fix the sewage works or put up a statue? I don't think you'll get one statue.
It's cheaper than the flag. But
how much was the flag? The flag was 150 million.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
So that makes it
They've cut the costs for this one.
It's great. And then, guys, I don't know if you've seen this video. So on Wednesday night, Roma lost to, lost the Europa League final to Sevilla. Mm. And then Roma coach Jose Mourinho, there's a video that's gone viral where he's telling the referee in the car park that you're an effing disgrace. Mm. So what's happened now, fans have seen that Roma fans see Anthony Taylor at the airport in Budapest with his family and start throwing chairs and bottles at him.
This is the world we live
in. Look, Taylor's performance is literally up there with one of the worst.
Yeah.
He gave a 14 yellow card and fouled him in the fouls. But surely it doesn't.
No, nothing. You know,
it doesn't. No. I'm not condoning it. But I'm saying it's a football matter on the pitch.
Yeah.
We can't be attacking the airport with his family.
Silly.
Our favorite South African that doesn't like to be called South African, Elon Musk, he's reclaimed his position as the world's wealthiest person.
Oh, back up to number one. Mm. Well done, Elon. Well done. And I finally, on this Friday, come with some good news. Yes, motorists, you can finally look forward to some fuel relief at the pumps, petrol and diesel. Price cuts expected from Wednesday next week. That's Wednesday, the 7th of June. So try and drive on fumes until next Wednesday.
Breakfast with Darren Maule on East Coast Radio.